From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, our conversation with Dr. Atul Gawande and what he learned about better care for the elderly when his own father needed his help.
But first, to two major court decisions for the state of Texas. The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday blocked a state law that had closed dozens of abortion clinics across Texas. Also yesterday, a federal appeals court temporarily reinstated the state's voter ID law, saying it is too close to the midterm election to change the rules now. Joining us from Austin with more on both of these decisions is Ben Philpott. He's senior political reporter for KUT, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. Ben, welcome back.
Hello.
Well, let's start with this Supreme Court order blocking the controversial abortion restriction law that the Texas legislature passed last year. Remind us, first of all, what the law says.
Well, the two major parts of the law are that it made all abortion clinics change their facilities to ambulatory surgical centers, you know, changing from just clinic offices to essentially a surgery room. And then it also said that any doctors performing abortions had to have admitting privileges at a hospital no further away from their clinic than 30 miles.
And since it went into effect last year, dozens of clinics had already closed. So what happens now because of the Supreme Court order?
Well, it appears that so there were about eight clinics still operating, still, you know, they had the admitting privileges. They were ambulatory surgical centers. It looks like about 13 clinics will be able to open up again. You know, how quickly that may happen, we don't know. Obviously, when you close a clinic, the staff's gone. You have to ramp back up. One part of the Supreme Court did knock down the admitting privileges portion of this, but only for two clinics, one in El Paso and one in McAllen. Those are, you know, at opposite ends of the Rio Grande Valley and centers that are very far away from any other urban areas within the state.
And last fall, the Supreme Court did decline to intervene in another challenge to this law, specifically relating to the admitting privileges requirement. So why now? What did the court say?
Well, they said very little. I think the ruling staying this was about five lines long. But it looks like we've maybe reached a tipping point in terms of access. That would be why you would only strike down the admitting privileges portion of the bill for these two cities that are so far away from any other parts of the state. I think it just got down to a matter of you have so many people in the state of Texas that were going to have to travel so far for these services.
How is this likely to impact the governor's race? We've got Wendy Davis, the Democrat, who was famous for her filibuster of this law last year. It put her in the national spotlight. She's running for governor against the Republican Attorney General Greg Abbott, who is defending the law. Is this likely to factor into the race?
Well, you know, it gives both sides a chance to, trumpet their position on this again. Wendy Davis and her supporters can now say, look, even the Supreme Court thinks that this was a bad bill, this law that Wendy Davis stood up and filibustered in the state Senate. And Attorney General Greg Abbott can say, you know, I will continue to fight to keep this law in place. And of course, if you vote for me and I am governor, we will continue to protect life in Texas.
All right. Let's talk about the other ruling appeals court decision on this Texas voter ID law. It's been called the strictest in the country. First, just tell us what it does exactly.
You know, it essentially makes it so that you have to have one of, I think, between five or seven IDs, different IDs. That's the only legal way you can go and vote. You have to have one of these IDs, which include things like obviously driver's license, but a concealed handgun license, your passport, things like that. When it was being argued in court, the people who don't like this law said, look, it's going to keep 600,000 people from being able to vote, disenfranchising them. And a federal judge ruled, in fact, just last week, that the law constitutes, and this is a quote, law constitutes an unconstitutional poll tax. And that was one of the lines in it when they struck it down. Mm-hmm. Fifth Circuit is now coming in and saying, look, it was just 9 days before early voting began that this ruling came down. That's too close to the voting process. It'll disrupt the voting process. So we're going to put a stay in for that ruling. The Fifth Circuit Court will still listen to this case and make a final ruling. But they say for now, we just can't disrupt the voting process by making a change so close to the election.
So this is likely to be the last word before the election on this?
Well, no, they have appealed to the complainants have appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court saying, no, quick, give us a quick ruling that will keep this from being in place before the election.
And we are coming right up to that election. And, of course, a lot more going on, Ben, where you are in Texas with regards to Ebola. Ben Philpott, senior political reporter for KUT in Austin. Thanks so much.
Thank you.